Service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOA News Time is 8:22, Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have Jesse Solis on with us this morning as we discuss the All-Veterans Golf Tournament, which is fast approaching.
Yeah, a week from Saturday. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing today?
Hey, great.
Great. Well, glad to have you with us here today. How pleased are you to be this close here to the golf tournament this year?
Well, every year, not necessarily every year, because we didn't have it last year because of the COVID, but we're going to do it again this year. This is our 17th annual All-Veterans Golf Tournament.
Always a splendid event, and Jesse, well, first, let's get the date and time out there for folks.
September the 11th, and we have registration. Registration starting at 7 a.m., and we'll try to get off at 9:30, which will be a shotgun start. It's $65 per person, but if the guys have an annual, it's $45. And that includes a cart, lunch, trail fees, and a cart.
So this is an individual registration as opposed to a team, or can teams register at the same time?
Oh, teams, definitely teams. It's a four-person scramble. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. They can pay the day of the tournament. They make their checks out to the All Veterans Golf Tournament, and we need to support and continue the Emporia tradition of honoring all our veterans for military service to the United States of America, especially in these times.
Indeed, indeed. So the 17th annual All Veterans Golf Tournament, four-person scramble at the Emporia Golf Course coming up on September 11th. That is a week from Saturday. Jesse, how can we get signed up?
All you have to do is pick up a flyer at the golf course, or you can call me, and I'll bring one to you. Or you can just call me, and we'll put you down. I have ample flyers here. We need to get going because it's getting closer.
Absolutely. Jesse, talk a little bit about how this golf tournament started. You mentioned here we're approaching 20 years having this as part of the community calendar. Go back, I guess, to the start of things, or near the start, and talk about how this transpired and how this really developed.
Well, I was on the chamber board, and we were trying to – somebody's mentioned something about raising some funds. Naturally, we try to do that. A lot of committees try to do that. So I was a new golfer, and I thought, well, and I had been playing for a couple years, and I thought, gosh, we need to have a golf tournament, raise some money, because I wondered why we hadn't had a tournament for the veterans for years. We're the founding city of Veterans Day, you know, simple. No-brainer as far as I'm concerned, so I mentioned it, and they said, well, let's try it, and we did, and it kicked off great. And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
You know, talking with Jesse Solis, the 17th Annual All-Veterans Golf Tournament Four-Person Scramble, September 11th. And Jesse, where exactly do the proceeds go?
The proceeds go to the VFW. We have two VFWs, and we have the American Legion, the Ladies Auxiliary, and the Mexican-American Second World War Memorial.
Boy, great stuff here for the community, really, to help all of these different aspects here of veterans' life here in Emporia. Jesse, how has the interest been here so far, as far as how many teams do you have and how many slots do you have available?
Well, we have ample spots available. And we usually have a bunch of guys, a bunch of ladies, a bunch of guys sign up at the last week. At the present, we have quite a few teams, probably going on 18 or 19. We need some more, but and everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a veteran to participate. A lot of people make that error. They think they have to be a veteran to participate. You do not, but I do have a lot of veterans that continue to come to our All Veterans Golf Tournament.
Yeah, keep in mind, you are supporting veterans by participating in the 17th Annual All Veterans Golf Tournament four-person scramble. So we hope that's a good start to 18, 19 teams. Still time to get a hold of Jesse, and you can call him at 342-8753, or Jesse's thrown out his cell phone number, too, 340-7564, to get signed up for this wonderful tournament here in the founding city of Veterans Day. Anything else we need to pass along, Jesse?
I think we've done it, guys. I appreciate you having me on to let the people know and the public. I just need to let you know that we need to make sure you know who our sponsors are, because our sponsors are really the ones that help, and they've been stepping up to the plate like nobody's business.
Well, who might those sponsors be?
Well, I've got a list. I've got a list, and every year the Emporia Gazette prints it out, and I make copies of it, and I put them out to the public so they can see who they are. And I'm telling you, I've got a list starting. Well, we're going to get fed by Bobby D's, so there's one of our great sponsors.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that then.
All right, sir.
Jesse, thanks.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Jesse Sola, 17th Annual All Veterans Golf Tournament four-person scramble coming up on September 11th out at the Emporia Golf Course. Get a hold of Jesse and get your four-person team in supporting VFWs and All Veterans Affairs here in Emporia. Good stuff.
Good stuff as always. I want to let you know that as we look at the Newsmaker 2 slot, we will not have a program for Labor Day. And then basically because of the scheduling, our next available Newsmaker is a week from tomorrow, and that'll be at 8:40 following the ESU buzz. Tomorrow we will have Johnny Leach promoting No Coast Film Festival, which is now coming up officially later this month. And don't forget, we've got Greg Jordan and Aaron Hammond coming up here before the morning is out here on KVUE as our morning show continues.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. 920 Commercial, Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It is 829. Stay tuned. Headlines next.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said?
Firefighters continue trying to push back the Caldor fire, which is getting closer to more homes and buildings in the Lake Tahoe area. ABC's Kana Whitworth is on the fire lines.
We have more than 30,000 structures that are being threatened by this fire. And one official I spoke with said he never thought he'd find himself in a place where South Lake Tahoe is being threatened. But here